The following content is intended for people who are blind or print impaired.
Engage.
You are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm Chris Skidmore, and this is Tech Tips. This month, we are talking with Diane Ducharme about the Blind Shell Classic 2, a cell phone engineered for people who are blind or have low vision. So without any further ado, hi, Diane. How are you today?
Hey, Chris. I am well. How are you?
I'm doing peachy keen, living the dream. I wanted to get with you about the Blind Shell Classic 2. Recently participated in the webinar that you did with another company that we're also going to kind of briefly talk about during our conversation today. But first and foremost, tell us a little bit about you. Who is Diane Ducharme?
Well, I am the Senior Program Manager for Blind Shell USA. I am also blind myself. I have light perception. Every once in a while, I see something that maybe I shouldn't be seeing, and it scares the heck out of me. But yeah, so I'm not only, you know, talking about blindness products, I also use the blindness products myself. And I've been in the field of blindness for many, many years. I was a case manager for many years. I'm a certified rehab counselor. So I pretty much have worked my entire career in the field of blindness.
Awesome. You've definitely had a full, rich life. And like some of my sighted friends have told me at times, be glad you can't see that.
My first job was with people with all types of disabilities. And I would often be told by my sighted coworkers, oh, be glad you can't see what so-and-so is doing right now.
Yeah. So could you tell us a little bit about the company behind Blind Shell Classic 2?
Yeah, so it's kind of an interesting story. So back in 2013, a student who was studying at the Technical University in Prague was approached by a friend of his who was legally blind, who was saying that, wow, you know, pretty soon I'm not going to be able to use a cell phone because due to technology, they're discontinuing the use of my cell phone. So this student thought, oh, well, you know, I have to do something about this because here I am studying technology. So he collaborated with his professor, and they entered the contest of the contest was called the Idea of the Year, and they came up with a software program that used just four gestures on an iPhone that allowed people who are blind and visually impaired to use an iPhone for calling and texting. 2014, they won the first prize for this contest. So then they did release that app on the App Store, and it got so much attention. People were so excited that they could use a smartphone with this new software. And then it got so much attention, and people were like, well, we need to expand on this. So they actually created more things that you could do with these four gestures. And then it got to the point where people were like, yeah, this is awesome, but could we have a phone with buttons? So in 2015, they created a phone with some buttons, and that even got more attention. So then in, 2018, the first Blind Shell was born with buttons. And since then, there's been two other models. And then in 2019, they came out with the, what year is this? This is 2022.
This is 2022, yeah. It's 2020 part two.
I know. I lose track of time.
It's so all good.
In September of 2021, they came out with Blind Shell Classic 2, which is the first version of the Blind Shell that everything is produced by Blind Shell. The software, the hardware, the little ditty that plays when you turn your phone on, the sounds, it's all coming now from Blind Shell.
Okay, awesome. That is incredible. I've watched a couple of videos to kind of get ready for this, and just everything I see, I'm going, okay, I think this is what I'm going to have to graduate to as my vision continues to decrease. So let's just kind of jump into it. What is the Blind Shell Classic 2 for someone who doesn't know?
The Blind Shell Classic 2 is a 100% accessible cell phone. It has actual buttons on it. It does have a screen, but it's for display only. You do not need to see the screen to be able to use the phone. So somebody like me who has no usable vision can use this phone. And the buttons on it, they remind me of like a calculator kind of button.
Mm-hmm.
That's the feel of them, with a pronounced dot on the number 5. It has, this was important to Blind Shell, that they keep the navigation system easy and that they use a menu-driven navigation system. So that was from the very beginning, and it still is now in the Blind Shell Classic 2. So there are two bars, one takes you up the menu, one takes you down the menu, and then there's a separate OK button to select the one you want. There is a diagonal tactile back button that takes you out of a menu as well. So it's those same 4 gestures that they wanted to keep from the original version.
So what, because I know that there are other voice-activated phones and there's smartphones and all that out there, what makes the Blind Shell Classic 2 unique?
What makes us unique is the fact that we like to focus on day-to-day quality of life, independence-driven applications. So although we do have some games on there for your downtime, we also put apps on there that will help you to live your life independently, such as Aira, Google Lookout, Be My Eyes. That's what's important to us, is to make sure that this phone becomes a tool and not just a cell phone.
I gotcha. We are talking with Diane Ducharme with Blind Shell Classic 2, talking about that new phone. And we've talked about the phone and the history of the company and everything. Let's get into some of the features. What are some of the features of the phone? And can you also explain, especially with a couple of them, how they would benefit folks?
Sure. So the Blind Shell Classic 2, it is a cell phone, so you can use it to talk, which to me...
That's important.
Yes, which to me, using a smartphone, the worst part of the smartphone is the phone part.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult as a blind person to hang up a phone call. That drives me crazy. So these, on the Blind Shell, you have an actual tactile button that hangs up your phone. So yes, you can talk with the Blind Shell. You can text. You can email. You can go on the internet. It has YouTube built into it. It has WhatsApp. It has a podcast reader that is so simple to use.
Okay.
It has a video camera. It has a still camera. It has Alexa built into it. It has a book reader. It has a step counter. It has, it even has a guitar tuner.
Oh,
so
nice.
There's something, there's something for everybody on the Blind Shell.
One of the things that I've noticed on here is the NFC tagging. I know a little bit about that, but I'm sure somebody doesn't. Could you please explain what that is and how it works with the Blind Shell Classic 2?
Sure. So if anybody is familiar with way-around tags, it works the same way. So you can pair the Blind Shell with a tag, put that tag on something, whether it is, a shoebox full of pictures or a food item, whatever it is. You would pair the Blind Shell to the tag, then you would have the chance to record what that item is. So you use your own voice to say, these are pictures from my high school graduation. And then next time you want to know what's in that box, you would go into the NFC object tagging application. You would hold the phone to the tag, and then you will hear your voice saying what is in that box.
Now, with the NFC tagging, is it just one tag at a time, or can you load multiple tags into it?
Yes, you can load multiple tags.
Okay. Because one of the things that's always worried me is if I'm traveling, especially by myself, and I've got to do checked luggage, I already know about the trick of putting the tag in your luggage so that you can find it as the carousel comes around. But another thing that I've seen done is on a cruise ship or a hotel where there's lots of doors, but I've also known where people use these tags to just stick them on their door and go, and you know, it'll say Chris's room or Diane's room or whatever, you know, you program it to say. So that was why I was kind of asking if you can have multiple tags on your phone at the same time.
You can, yes. And there's actually two other examples of what's on the blind shell that would work in that situation. The one is there's a beeper system, so it works just like an AirTag or a Tile. So you could put your beeper on your doorknob. And then the second one is the blind shell has Google Lookout. So Google Lookout is an incredible app that has this explore mode. And if you scan your camera around the room, it'll tell you what's in the room. Mm-hmm. It will also read text when it sees it. So you could actually be going down the hallway and checking out each of the room numbers on the doors with your Google Lookout.
And then you tell people, no, I'm not stalking. The other really neat feature I've seen about this phone is the SOS button. Please tell us about that.
Sure. So the SOS button is a tactile button on the back of the phone, and you can program whoever you want. So if you want 911 or a family member, you would program that into the phone. You would just hit the back button for the first time. It'll say no number is assigned to this. So then it would say, do you want to assign a number? You'd flip the phone over. You hit the OK button. You would use the keypad to punch in the phone number, and then you're good to go. So the next time you need to use that emergency contact, you would hit that button. Now, it does say, are you sure you want to call this number? So then you would hit the OK button just so that you don't accidentally, like, butt dial 911.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Yeah.
You've mentioned the pre-installed apps. Is it possible for someone to install an app if they come across something that they want at a later date?
So the Blind Shell phone, you can only download apps that are in the Blind Shell platform. And the reason is because, as anybody who's visually impaired knows, everything is inaccessible. Mm-hmm. So if you start downloading any old app to the Blind Shell, then we can't claim its accessibility. So Blind Shell does have its own app catalog that you can download the apps. They're all free to download. And it's very easy, actually. It's not like having to connect your phone to a computer or anything like that. They're in the app catalog. You just scroll down to the one you want. You would hit OK. It would say, ask if you want to download it. You would download it, and then it installs it, and then it shows up on your phone.
Awesome. Love it. Recently, you talked about Aira. For someone who doesn't know what Aira is, could you tell us a little bit about that, and then also a little bit about the partnership that you guys just entered into with them?
So Aira, is A-I-R-A, and it is a paid subscription program where a blind person is connected to an agent, and these agents are trained and they are bonded. So basically it uses, say, like a FaceTime situation. So the Aira agent is looking through the camera of your phone. So you can use them to read your mail, you could say, can you read me? I got a new credit card. Can you read me the number? And you can feel safe doing that with an Aira agent because they are bonded. They can take pictures for you. So one time I was in Sedona at the top of a mountain, and I called Aira and I said, can you take pictures of this? And so I was able then to share those pictures with my family back home. So I really like Aira. I've used Aira to help me cross a street if it's a really busy street that I wasn't familiar with. So, yeah, so I am very excited that we are partnering with Aira and Blind Shell.
Awesome. Earlier, you had mentioned Alexa and that the phone is Alexa-enabled. Does that mean that someone who has a home automation system with Alexa can use the phone to control their various devices?
Yes. So when I first installed Alexa, all I did was put in my Amazon username and password, and then, Alexa was you know, I was in the Alexa account on my phone, and I was actually shocked that I was looking at my lights, my thermostat, my Christmas tree, all the stuff that I have that I use Alexa for. So yeah, it was actually a nice surprise to see all that pop up.
That's nice. We're talking with Diane Ducharme of Blind Shell Classic 2, and you're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. And we've been going over some of the features of the Blind Shell Classic 2. And, Diane, what are some of the other things that you can do with the phone, and specifically things like music, maybe watch videos, surf the web? What kind of things can, you know, check your Facebook to make sure, you know, you've got all your friends and everything. What are some of the other things that you can do with the phone?
So you listed a lot of things that you can do. You can also use the phone to go on YouTube. You can use the phone to make WhatsApp calls. You can use the phone for, we talked about, for a labeling system. You can use the phone to watch podcasts. You can use the phone to listen to Audible because Audible's on here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you can use the phone to do Amazon shopping because Amazon shopping is on here.
What about Spotify?
So Spotify is not on here. We are communicating with music programs. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay.
And hopefully sometime soon we will get one of those. So yeah, it does have an FM radio built into it. It also has internet radio built into it.
Okay.
Which I really like because you can listen to music from all over the world. You can listen to sports from all over the world. It's got every category you can possibly think of.
That is so cool. Are there any features that you can tell us about that are kind of in the works that you guys are working on?
We are constantly talking to different partners, potential partners.
Okay.
We would like to get a different book reading service on, so we've been talking to a few people there. We've been talking to some rideshare companies. We've been talking to, as I said, some music companies. We've been talking to some pharmacies. So, yeah,
okay.
We are continuously looking for new partners so that we can get those apps on the Blind Shell.
Awesome. Okay, so let's move on a little bit because I know anybody listening right now is going to have some burning questions about how they can get their hands on one. So when someone purchases the phone, what's in the box when they receive it?
They get the phone. The battery is not in the phone, so they will have to put that in the phone.
Okay.
They get a set of headphones because you do need headphones to listen to the FM radio.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing that you need the headphones for. They also get a lanyard so that they can wear the phone around their neck. They get a USB-C charging cable because that's how you charge the phone.
Okay.
And they also get the cradle that they could put the phone in to charge it. And they also get the little plug that goes into the outlet that they would plug the cable into. And the battery lasts 96 hours between charges, so you really only have to charge it every couple of days.
The phone also has Bluetooth capability, correct?
So it has Bluetooth for audio. So you can Bluetooth speakers to it, and you can Bluetooth headphones as well. Now, if somebody wanted to use a keyboard with the Blind Shell, you can use a wired keyboard that has a USB-C connection. And I recently purchased one just so I could play around it, and it's really cool because you can type your emails, you can type text messages, you can use the keyboard to go through all the menus. So it's just kind of like a little cool extra way to use your Blind Shell, especially if somebody, you know, who wants to use the Blind Shell because they like the voice feedback to it, but maybe they have a little bit of dexterity issues with the buttons on the phone, but they could use a keyboard.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. When someone purchases the phone, how long does it usually take for the phone to arrive?
It's generally shipped out the same day, so we say 3 to 5 days for them to get it.
Okay, three to five business days?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. What kind of technical support and training do you guys offer?
So we have several email addresses that somebody could contact us. We have a support email. We have just a general information email. We have my email if somebody has questions. So we have, you know, several ways that somebody can contact us. We have a phone number, and as far as training, if somebody buys a Blind Shell, doesn't matter if they buy it directly from Blind Shell USA or one of our distributors, we do offer free training. So somebody can just call me and say, I just got this phone. I have no idea what I'm doing. And it doesn't matter. I will spend, you know, 15 minutes with you or 3 hours, whatever it takes to get you up and running on your phone.
Okay, awesome. And when it comes to updating software and firmware, how is that accomplished?
That is all pushed directly to your phone. So you will get a notification letting you know that there is either a system update or an app update. And it's free lifetime upgrades on the phone. So whenever a new app comes out, you will get a push to your phone. And then at that point, you have the option to download it if you want. And if it's something you're not interested in, you can just ignore it and leave it in the app catalog.
Okay, awesome. Sounds great. So now to the really juicy part. What is the cause for the Blind Shell Classic 2? And you've already mentioned one of the two ways that people can order it, but let's just kind of go over that again real quick.
The cost is $489.
So cheaper than an iPhone.
It is. It's cheaper than an iPhone. And as I mentioned, you know, the battery is separate. So if, say, something goes on with your battery, you just replace the battery. You don't replace the phone like on these smartphones where, you know, your battery starts dying and suddenly you only get like 3 hours worth of use on your phone and you have to get a new phone. With the Blind Shell, you would just replace the battery. Mm-hmm. You can purchase the Blind Shell directly from blindshellusa.com. So it's BLINDSHELLUSA. .com, or on our website, there is a link of where to buy, and there's a list of all of our distributors of where you can buy it.
Just off the top of your head, do you know if you guys have any distributors in North Carolina?
I was looking at that. I don't think so.
Okay.
But what I always tell people is if you are interested in the Blind Shell and say you're working with the Department of Rehab Services, contact them. Tell them you really want this phone. Mm-hmm. And if they never heard of it or if they don't have one, they should contact us. And you know, we can make sure that that's something that they put into their, you know, their bag of tricks that they can hand out to people so that people can use this phone for communication and use this phone, you know, for employment, use this phone for even entertainment, social, you know, just whatever it is that they want to have a cell phone for, that they now have the option to have a phone that's tactile that they can use.
Awesome. You mentioned the website, which is blindshellusa.com. Are there any other ways that folks can get a hold of y'all to, you know, kind of talk to you or talk to somebody there to get information about the phone or maybe to find out how they can maybe get hands-on and play with the phone for a little while to see if it really is something that they want?
Yes, so we do have a phone number. It is 833-972-2020, and that's a phone number for Blind Shell USA. There is also my email address, which is Diane, D-I-A-N-E, at blindshellusa.com. There's also support at blindshellusa.com if you have any technical issues or if you just want information, a comment, question, that's info@blindshellusa.com.
Okay, awesome. What if someone gets the phone and they realize it doesn't really work for them? Is there a return policy? And if so, what is it?
There is a return policy. I don't know what it is for all of our distributors. They would have to check with them if they purchase it from them. But at Blind Shell USA, you have 14 days to return it.
Okay, cool. And finally, is there anything else you would like to add that maybe we didn't cover?
Well, I would like to talk about some of the setting features on the phone.
Okay, go for it.
You can change the voice of your Blind Shell. If you like a male voice, if you like female voice, there's 8 different voices that you can use. There's also 8 different languages. If English is not your preferred language, you can switch it. We have German, French, Italian, Swedish, Czech. You know, there's multiple different languages as well. You can also mute your phone. Say you're going into a meeting and you don't want your phone to make any noise. You can mute it just like you can on a normal smartphone. And also, one cool feature that is relatively new is, say you're a sighted person, but you like the simplicity of the menu-driven button phone, you can totally turn off the speech, and then it becomes a workable phone for somebody who doesn't need or want the speech. So it's a great alternative for somebody who doesn't want a smartphone.
And I know several right off the top of my head.
Yeah. And another thing is that it can hold a micro SD card up to 128 gigs.
Okay.
So if you have a music playlist or a book or a document you want to read on your blind shell, you can import that.
And the phone will work with all known cell phone carriers?
No. So I'm glad you brought that up. So currently it's working with T-Mobile or any carrier who uses T-Mobile towers.
Okay. So for example, Mint.
Yes, you can use Mint, you can use Telo, you can use Boost, Metro, anybody who uses T-Mobile towers.
Okay, very important. If I already have a cell phone, is it possible for me to take the SIM card out of that phone and insert it into the Blind Shell Classic 2?
The Blind Shell Classic 2 uses a micro SIM card. So if you are already a customer of a carrier that uses T-Mobile and your current phone has a micro SIM card, yeah, you can just pop it in there. If you're using an iPhone, you can't, because that uses a nano size SIM card. So you would have to get either a new SIM card or an adapter to have it fit into the
Blind Shell. And I think I'm not 100%, but wouldn't an Android phone, like a Pixel or a Galaxy, probably use the same type of SIM card, or is that a micro SIM card?
No, I think it does use the same size, the micro SIM card, because I think I did know of somebody who was able to take it out of their Samsung and put it into their Blind Shell.
Okay, cool. What colors does the phone come in?
Comes in cardinal red or midnight black.
Okay, awesome. Is there anything else that we've missed that you would like to cover?
If somebody is interested in learning more about the Blind Shell, yes, you can call us. But if you want to hear what people who already own the phone are saying, there are two listservs. They are not moderated by Blind Shell, so they're totally independent from us. I do pop in now and again, and if somebody has a question that I can answer, I do, post. But they are Blind Shell Classic at groups.io and Blind Shell 2, the number 2, so it's Blind Shell 2 at groups.io. And I love the groups. They're so innovative. They come up with stuff that they're doing with their Blind Shell that I'm like, wow, I didn't know you could do that. So there, I love.
Isn't that
I
funny?
Blind people are awesome. We are so innovative.
Once again, the website is blindshellusa.com. If you're interested in finding out more about the phone, maybe purchasing a phone for yourself or a loved one, we have been talking with Diane Ducharme of Blind Shell. And first of all, I must say thank you very much for your time. It's very much appreciated.
Thank you.
And I have had a blast talking with you about this.
Good. I'm glad you enjoy it. And I hope your listeners enjoy learning about the Blind Shell and becoming a part of the Blind Shell family.
We've run out of time for this month's episode of Tech Tips. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Chris Skidmore, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Tech Tips is available online at ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.